BBC News with Neil Nunes. The Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych has appointed a new head of the armed forces. His spokesperson gave no reason, but earlier the Defense Ministry announced that the armed forces might be deployed in a nationwide anti-terrorist operation. In central Kiev, fires continue to burn around Independence Square, with anti-government protesters and riot police locked in a tense standoff. Our correspondent Duncan Crawford is there.
Ukraine security service say they're planning this counter-terrorism operation. They blame the violence on what they describe as radical extremists, and they say that over the last 24 hours that protesters have stolen ammunition and weapons. A further revelation today where President Yanukovych has dismissed the army chief. Now, no reason was given, but reportedly last month the Colonel General did warn against the military getting involved in this crisis. So potentially there is conflict in the top levels of the military as to how they should proceed.
President Obama has warned Ukraine to ensure that the military does not step into issues that he said can be resolved by civilians. Mr. Obama said the United States and its European allies would be watching the situation closely and that there would be consequences if, as he put it, people stepped over the line.
We are going to be watching very carefully, and we expect the Ukrainian government to show restraint, to not resort to violence in dealing with peaceful protesters. We've said that we also expect peaceful protesters to remain peaceful, and we'll be monitoring very carefully the situation.
NATO's top military commander also pressed Ukraine's leaders to avoid using military force and called for dialogue with the new military leadership. Greece has posted a current account surplus for the first time since records began. Mark Lowen reports from Athens.
It is the balance of trade and investment, the difference between how much money flows into a country and what goes out, called in economic terms the current account. Now Greece, for the first time since records began in 1948, has posted a surplus, meaning it's no longer spending more on imports than it raises through goods and services. The 1.24 billion euro surplus last year was helped by a 16% rise in tourism receipts, the country's biggest industry, and marks a big change from 2012, when the current account was in deficit of 4.6 billion euros.
Members of the Russian protest band Pussy Riot have been attacked in Sochi by Cossack militia acting as security guards in the Olympic host city. The Cossacks whipped and punched members of the group as they tried to perform by a sign advertising the Winter Olympics. World News from the BBC. A leading rights group says that Syrian government forces have started using a more powerful type of cluster munitions rocket. Cluster bombs have been banned in many countries because they are indiscriminate and leave unexploded ordnance that can be a danger long after the original attack, Sebastian Usher reports.
The New York-based Human Rights Watch says it's been given photos of an attack on the town of Kafar Zeta last week that show traces of cluster munitions that contain more than 70 bomblets. It says this is much more powerful than similar weapons that Syrian forces have so far used. The town, which is near the central city of Hama, has repeatedly come under attack since rebels took control of it more than a year ago. It's been subjected to airstrikes and shelling, as well as the crudely made barrel bombs that have become a key weapon in the government's armory.
Sri Lanka's central bank has urged Buddhist and Hindu temples to accept electronic payments from worshippers because of a coin shortage. This report from Charles Haviland.
Public transport users in many countries can now pay their way with electronic cards, enabling a cash-free commute. The Central Bank of Sri Lanka now hopes Buddhist and Hindu temples here can install similar devices to accept money electronically. Its governor, Ajit Nivad Cabral, said this was necessary because there's a shortage of coins nationwide, something he blamed on the offering of prayer money. He's already negotiating with temples to get back their loose change.
The Taliban in Afghanistan have dismissed peace talks in Dubai between representatives of President Karzai's government and some Taliban members. The militant group said those representing the Taliban at the meeting in Dubai were not authorized to negotiate on its behalf. The talks between the government-backed High Peace Council and some Taliban members began in Dubai on Tuesday. That's the latest from BBC World News.